I had just actually returned home from taking my kids to the dentist, and we were having a pickleball court for our backyard.
That's Aubrey Sessions, a pediatric nurse with Intermountain Healthcare.
We had just offered to buy the concrete workers lunch and get them something because it was like the hottest day of the year so far. And they were like, no, when it's this hot, we don't usually like to eat and we need to finish the concrete because it was being poured at that time and it dries really quickly.
Sessions was on the way to get them something to drink when she noticed one of the workers, Jay, had collapsed.
I just started CPR. We had a lot of little, we call them tender mercies or little mini miracles that took place.
Such as Sessions having gone to the dentist rather than work, and a neighbor who was driving home and able to send his pregnant wife, who's also a nurse, to help with chest compressions, and a Draper City fire inspector who had taken a wrong turn on his way to a meeting and happened to have his gear with a rescue breathing bag in the truck.
Just days before, I had had our mock code training at work, and so we had gone over CPR and different things, and that was, to me, just another piece of the puzzle.
Even the fact that the concrete workers had taken the job was a last-minute decision. Sessions says Jay had told her, though they were booked out, he wanted to squeeze in their pickleball court along the way.
So it turns out he had an arrhythmia. We thought he maybe had a heart attack, but it was not a heart attack. His cardiologist told him that only 5% of people who have that end up surviving because they don't have CPR started quickly. So he's very, very lucky to be alive, and we feel very blessed that everything just kind of fell into place and all the people that were there happened to be there and happened to be lost in our neighborhood and happened to be my neighbor, and he happened to be working at our house. Very crazy.
To top the day off, the other nurse who'd helped out went into labor that night and delivered a healthy baby boy. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Kat Webb.